This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's the easiest person to talk to and easily my favorite guest every week on the Shaletta Show. My work husband, my best buddy, Steve Thompson, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, happy Saturday.
Hey, and the sun is out.
I know. Overnight,
and then here it is, sunny. Really, I was out and about earlier running.
You got on the road?
Yeah, and the roads are in good shape. The main roads now, you know, the secondary streets, city streets, that sort of thing, aren't so good. But out on the main roads, it was really good. So the crews did a great job. And I was out there. I kind of watched radar, and then I thought, okay, it's going to end soon. So I was the first one out, starting to get everything all cleaned up, and. Sure enough, snow ended while I got started, and even a little sun peeked out. So I'm kind of sore from moving all that snow. I'm not used to this.
We're getting old, Steve. We can't be out of that moving like we used to. Sean's out there now. He came about 2:30, 2:45 because, you know, and it was funny because our neighbors, college graduated kids, you know, one of them, maybe two of them are back home now. And so that young buck is out there. He's just shoveling with two fingers. You know, he got the shovel out. You know, he just, you know, he's not breaking a sweat. His back is fine. He doesn't have any vertebrae slip disc or sciatica. And so Sean's like, I'm about to put this power thing on because I'm not getting out here to compete with this young dude. I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like my sciatica cutting up right now. So he put on the blower and he's out there making all the noise while our young whippersnapper neighbor next door is just plain old just shoveling, just, you know, just going up and down the driveway like it's no big deal.
Well, I have an old snowblower that I use, and this thing I bought when my youngest daughter was a baby, and now this thing is 28 years old, and it still runs, but I was in a bit of a panic because I had run it once earlier this winter when we got some snow. And then I started every now and then to make sure it's ready to go. But I went out there this morning knowing that I had all the snow to move and all the junk at the end of the driveway and that sort of thing. And I went to fire it up and it wouldn't start. And I'm like, is this it? Is this it? Is my old friend gone? So I pulled the spark plug because I may have flooded it because you got to prime it. That ball.
Yeah.
And you got to get fuel in there. And I may have overdone it because I was so excited to get out there and get the snow cleaned up. So I pulled the spark plug, waited a little bit, made sure that wasn't wet, and so on and so forth, reseated it. And my old buddy fired up, and I was able to run it again. So I got a 28-year-old working snow thrower, and I'm pretty proud of that.
you know, and anybody else would have bought one, but not you. You are not. You're gonna work it until the wheels fall off. Now, Steve, speaking of working, I read a story by Mark Craig in the Star Tribune about a guy named Brendan. Is it Daly or Daly? He was fired by the Vikings in 2023, and he's a former Vikings assistant coach. But he's got 6 Super Bowl rings, maybe getting ready to have 7. Have you heard of this guy before?
No, I haven't. I didn't read the story.
I was going to ask you, because they always talk about who's going to be our next head coach, and should we keep the guy we got, and should we get a new guy? I'm like, why didn't anybody look at this Brendan Daly? You got to read this story in the Star Tribune by Mark Craig.
Check that out. It doesn't ring a bell. Mark Craig's been around a long time and done a really good job, but Kevin O'Connell got a big award at the Super Bowl, a Coach of the Year. Good for him. And and Jared Allen, he is in the Hall of Fame. Now, the one thing I will say about the Hall of Fame is that there are some old-time Vikings that deserve to be in Canton. And for me, right now at the top of the list, it's got to be Chuck Foreman.
Why aren't they there?
Well, it's complicated, but I believe over the years, the Hall of Fame, especially some of those old teams, 60s, 70s, et cetera, they recognized and rewarded guys who are on Super Bowl champions. And as we know, the Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls late 60s into the 70s. So I think that kind of hurt. But Chuck was great and put up big numbers and was a part of some very good teams, some very good Viking teams, and revolutionized that position as not only a great running back, but as a great receiver. He was a key receiver for a Hall of Fame quarterback in Fran Tarkenton. So, you know, the fact that Chuck hasn't been recognized yet, and he's a really good guy, and still very active and out and about, I'd love Chuck to get the call at some point, but good for Jared Allen.
Okay, so why is this so subjective? Who's making the decisions? Because here's what I hate. I hate it when they do it after people are dead. That's what I hate. I hate it when the family members got to go up there. This person played their whole life. They sacrificed their bodies. They made tough choices. They left their families. And those old school guys, they didn't make the money that the new school guys made, right? They didn't have the safety protection and equipment. They was taking hardcore hits, and they didn't have pads. They were running in Chuck Taylors and leather hats. Okay, and they are not, they didn't, you know, they didn't retire rich, and so I just, how does this whole process play out? Who's making the choice?
Well, it is a group of writers, and they've kind of expanded who's involved in selecting the Hall of Fame, and they have, you know, a group of players that are eligible, and then they narrow it down, and then you get the finalists, and you ultimately they announce who selected Super Bowl week, and, you know, they're honored at the Super Bowl, et cetera. I just think there's got to be room in this Hall of Fame for Chuck Foreman. As a longtime football fan and someone who's followed this league, you look at his career and his body of work, I believe he belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And baseball, they've got writers and a lot of writers that, you know, and here's the thing. One of the writers didn't vote for Ichiro, and that's fine. That's their prerogative. They can vote for who they want to vote for. But I think over the years, there are players that are no doubt Hall of Famers. Ichiro this year is one of them.
Okay, now, this is just me because I have brilliant ideas all the time. The Lord just drops them into my spirit, right? Now, you know, I've been writing columns for the Star Tribune, right? I'm one of their, you know, best new columnists, if I do say so myself. But they also have an opportunity for anybody who wants to write an opinion piece. Steve, you are an excellent writer. I think that you need to put together an opinion piece about why Chuck Foreman needs to be in the Hall of Fame and submit it to the Star Tribune to be published. Because until somebody starts speaking out on a wide scale, and they can pick that thing up in their paper and it can take legs and start running, and other people can say, yeah, this guy's right, let's do something about it, we may be having this conversation next year, the year after that, and the year after that.
Well, I know you're good friends with Charles Hallman, who's covered the sports scene in this town for a long time. You know, I'd like to get his perspective on it. And when you have him back on the show, you should ask him about Chuck. I think there's a lot of people on board that agree, but it's got to be beyond here. It's got to be writers from all over the country. And it kind of starts a groundswell, you know, where Chuck Foreman revolutionized that position. He was a trailblazer, a trendsetter, if you will, way back in the day in the 70s as a dual threat. Not only could run the football effectively, but was also a great receiver in his own right. So, you know, I go back to it. Love to see Chuck get the call at some point.
All right. Now, speaking of call, who's calling into your show today?
We got Doug coming up, Tech Talk, a lot of computer stuff. Why you need multiple browsers on your computer. If you're using just Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox or Microsoft Edge or Safari, if you got a Mac, it's not enough. We're going to do that. We're going to talk tons of sports, Timberwolves, Wild, Twins, Super Bowl, all of it coming up later.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my kids over to We Walk the Spectrum in Woodbury, let them do some running around since they did such a good job sitting still here in the living room at the house. And Steve Thompson is coming up next. We'll be listening to you in the car, Steve.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.